Rickleblog, 13 July 2007, repeat of a sellout. This year's 4th of July party was very similar to last year's. So similar, in fact, that I feel justified in quoting myself, at least on the similarities. My quote, I have a 4th of July barbecue every year. As nice as it would be to keep all the food for myself, I've noticed that having a selection of humans at a party generally livens it up. And if they are selected carefully enough, it isn't livened excessively, which is also a boon. The pictures at the left are large enough to establish the species of the participants, yet small enough to protect their privacy. A fine time was had by all, or so I've been told. The potato salad was especially good, there was almost enough chocolate, the mood was festive, the pool had only water after everybody purportedly went home, and even the cleanup was performed in record time. This year there were some differences. The most critical was this. Rain. The forecast was verging on dire, at least in terms of outdoor barbecue activities. Worse, the rain promised to be concentrated later in the day, which prompted a number of early, i.e. on-time, arrivals, and concomitant gotta-goes before the pluvial distribution engulfed my particular homeland. Tragically, this redistribution of attendees was not without consequence. We ran out of shrimp early. My apologies to all. Wandering in the desert. Taking over in fine style from the shrimp-o-lac was an especially festive array of desserts, many fetched or manufactured by attendees. Hevarian chocolate gloop was prepared in situ by its eponymous creator. I'm still polishing it off. There was just the right amount left over, thanks to her foresight, and an abundance of plates and cling wrap. Gloria arrived with a ganache cake that had particularly yummy icing. I noted this with the adjuration to bring a smaller cake next year. Oh, you didn't like it? Typical, right? No, a smaller cake increases the icing to cake ratio. Ideally, they would make these cakes without any cake at all. I think it was she who also committed premeditated cannoli, but I could be mistaken. Debbie's drizzle bars came with a moiety of peanut butter and chocolate brownies. Miscegenation of an uncontroversial sort. I still have her pluco. The comestibles are no longer with us in coherent form. Deb, not Debbie, provided the reified culmination of a pie discussion begun a week earlier. Deb is very seriously into making easily alterable recipes to suit her own, and perhaps common, dietary restrictions. She blogs on the subject at Altered Plates, and the pie she brought, complete with unguessed surprise fruit, is described in her 05 July 2007 blog entry. Steve fetched a large heap of his patented chocolate chip cookies. These cookies have commercial possibilities. They are incredibly good, last as long as I am able to contain myself, and have the right amount of chocolate. I don't let on about these to too many people. Steve has other activities which he must attend. This bullet point is reserved for any dessert bringers I forgot or of whom I am unaware. Just let me know, and I'll surreptitiously add your contribution to the list. That table was like man, seriously packed. Surprise Fruit and the Mulch Heap would make a great name for a rock band, but not as good, I think, as China's Burning Coal Mines. Now playing, Wake Up and Smell the Coffee, the Cranberries, a surprise fruit in themselves.